We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, you know, everybody loves socialism. They do. They hate borders, love socialism, and want anarchy. It's very popular. Or so all the talking heads assure us, Lee, every day. Well, there's a poll. Circulating. Axios got a hold of it. It's among the apparently the Democrat leadership. Yeah. They interviewed some of them. They say this particular poll. They reported on it on Sunday, and it's funny because the timing here is uncanny. Nancy Pelosi tries to separate herself from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the other three Musketeers.
Yeah.
And here's what the poll says. This is about white working class voters, which used to be like a bulwark of the Democrat Party, right? And it was just assumed they'd go along.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing with the Democrats, as much as they would like to not need votes from white people and just do away with them completely, well, as voters.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. There's
for now.
Yeah.
We'll make the further decision later. They still kind of need white people to vote for them. The numbers don't work yet. I mean, there's not enough illegals in the country. I mean, maybe when we get the entire country of El Salvador and Guatemala.
Yeah.
Well, here, then it
maybe
could
then, yeah.
But yeah. A new poll shows Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is increasingly defining the Democrat Party for white working class voters, and they don't like her. Axios reported on the poll on Sunday. The poll's been circulating among top Democrat leadership, and involved 1,003 likely general election voters. See, when you start looking at likely voters, not registered voters, yeah, like a lot of these polls, right, that we see. Oh, everybody loves socialism. Who'd you poll? Registered voters. Well, that doesn't work.
No.
You got to poll the people going to be voting. Anyway, they do this to confuse people. But anyway, so they poll us. It's a poll of voters who are white and have 2 years or less of college education. To no college education at all. Okay, Ocasio-Cortez was recognized by 74%, so they know who she is, but only 22% had a favorable view.
Oh, there you go.
That's not good. You're losing 78% there. This is white working class voters, again, that Democrats used to depend on. Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, another member of the squad, was recognized by 53% of the voters. Among those who recognized who she was, 9% had a favorable view. Okay, like even in Common Core math, that means 91% did not have a favorable view.
Exactly.
Right. That's not good. What about socialism? It was viewed favorably by a whopping 18% of white working class voters. So that's not good either. Socialism is toxic to these voters, said a top Democrat who Axios spoke with. And it apparently doesn't soften the blow when AOC and Bernie call themselves Democrat socialists. People are not fooled by that. You know, so say they don't think like democratic socialism is going to be like so much better than just socialism.
Yeah.
Because socialism is democratic socialism every time. You elect the socialists and then they take over and subjugate you. That's what they do. So interesting that this poll is just circulating right around the same time that Pelosi decides to have a divorce from AOC.
Yeah. The way they refer to these the four as these women of color. So I'm assuming that Nancy Pelosi is a woman without color.
Yeah, she is pretty pallid. I mean, have you seen her? She didn't look well. Especially not when her eyes roll around in her head like they do. That weird way they roll, it freaks me out every time. I hate cutting her audio. I feel like I'm looking at the Son of Sam with the spinning eyes in her head. Anyway, this is problematic, but it was hysterical what Trump did this weekend. They spent three very carefully crafted days trying to distance themselves from AOC. And the three amigas. And he did that text saying, you know, these women, they ought to just take some time and go to the countries they came from and fix those instead of just trashing the U.S. and then come back and tell us how to do it. Right?
Yeah.
Well, you could tell why he did that. He knew right away the entire Democrat presidential campaign field and all the leadership would have to jump in and defend them as the best ever. And they did.
Yeah.
So 3 days of trying to distance themselves. went up completely in flames. And I don't even think the Democrats have figured out what Trump just did. They're so busy out there defending them.
Yeah, and they always will. They always will.
Yeah.
They'll always fall for this.
Yeah. By the way, I thought of you when this happened because I thought it was a shame you were missing the victory lap since you were at the beach and all.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, it is your fault you were at the beach and all.
That's right.
A betrayal. Leaving me here. But anyway, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
So, but yeah, did you see the psych hat Chakrabarty? You know, the Nazi sympathizer?
Oh, okay.
Who's also AOC's chief of staff?
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Yeah, that guy. He, and you know, he is the architect of the Green New Deal, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, widely acknowledged. He came out and admitted, did you see this? That the Green New Deal and the whole climate change thing in general, it was not about the climate, actually. It was about reordering the economy.
Well, of course. I mean, that was obvious in the Paris Climate Accord. That was the whole thing. It was about reordering the economy. It's about making sure that Western-style democracies, and I use the little D word, democracies there, because I know this includes representative republics like ourselves, they should not be the ones in control of all the capital, making all the decisions for the rest of the world, that we have attained our greatness through ill-gotten gains and by stealing it from the rest of the world, and we must be taken down. That's what this is all about. That's the whole climate change agenda.
Yeah, and it's crazy he admitted that. I thought of you because, you know, you, me, I mean, people like us, we have been saying this for years. So it was very helpful for him to admit that.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, and it's kind of crazy if you think about it because, I mean, AOC and Psych Hat Chakrabarty, her chief of staff, who recruited her and, you know, helped to raise the money for a campaign. I mean, she basically answers to him, not the other way around. Like, for him to admit that is a big deal, given that the pretty much the entire Democrat field has adopted the Green New Deal and told us it's because of the climate.
Right.
And now the authors are like, dude, no, it's not the climate. We want to change the economy.
Exactly. It's the economy, stupid.
Right. Well, you know, changing the economy, that might be good. Who's suggesting that? Did you see the New York Post this weekend?
No.
Okay.
No.
When the New York Post writes something, they lean slightly right, depending on which article you're reading.
True.
Right, but they're also a mainstream media publication. So, I mean, when the New York Post admits in writing that AOC's chief of staff is at a minimum a Nazi sympathizer, like, that makes it real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, facts don't make things real in our world, but that makes it real, right? So the Democrats are on notice. Everybody knows he's a Nazi. We've documented that for a long time. I mean, he likes to wear a T-shirt with a Nazi's face, emblazoned on it. And they even explained it. That he likes to wear that T-shirt of Subhas Chandra Bose when he does his podcast. He wears the same shirt every time. Just to make sure we know who he sympathized with. I mean, Bose was an avowed supporter of Hitler, lived in Berlin for 2 years. He's an Indian official, but he lived in Berlin for 2 years. While in Germany, Adolf Hitler helped Bose assemble an armed force in India with the help of the SS. That's who he is. So, I mean, you're watching. So let's put this all together in our minds. Okay, the guy who says he wants to reorder the economy, the guy who wrote the plan to reorder the economy under the guise of climate change and admits that, the guy who wrote the plan that the whole Democrat field has adopted, is at a minimum a Nazi sympathizer. Should that concern anybody? A guy who's a Nazi sympathizer wrote a plan to reorder the economy?
Well, if you can't tie him to Trump, no, it should not concern
I guess
you.
It doesn't matter. I just thought it was interesting over the weekend that they trotted out Rahm Emanuel to get him to condemn, Psych Hat, who's, you know, the Nazi, AOC's chief of staff.
Must have been less than 50 murders this weekend in Chicago.
Yeah, it was a slow weekend. So, but still more than Syria. So,
yes, exactly.
But that's pretty typical, so that's not really news. So they trotted him out to condemn Psych Hat, because he's been going after all these officials. Well, the problem is everybody in the Democrat Party is afraid Psych Hat will take them out in the primary, so they have to act like they're socialists now. And, you know, if he wanted to just end AOC, all they got to do is go mainstream with who this guy is and who he supports, that he's a Nazi. Right. He'd be done. She'd be done.
Yeah. But that's
she
not
would be
happen.
Done. But he didn't do it. I mean, you want to talk about a death blow. If this is really a problem for the Democrat Party, then fess up. Your chief babe, right, has been recruited by a Nazi sympathizer. The plan you guys are running on was written by a Nazi sympathizer. It hurt for a few days to have to admit that. But they could knock her out, and they won't do it.
Nope.
They won't do. When you have an actual Nazi sympathizer walking around with a Nazi's face on his T-shirt, they got nothing to say. I find that ironic, don't you?
Yes.
Anyway, that's who's running the country right now, just so you know. At least on the Democrat side.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, you can't drive when you're drunk. Because your friend's daddy bought you alcohol. Bought all of you alcohol. Bought everyone who's underage that he knows alcohol. Can't seem to stop buying alcohol for underage girls, particularly attractive ones. It doesn't seem to care if they get on the road after and kill people, including his own daughter. I'd say, but this guy's a piece of work. You know what this shows? This reason I do these is twofold. One, parents. There's always that parent that's like, no, I'm going to be cool. I'm going to buy them the alcohol. Yeah. Don't just know your friends, your kids' friends, know their parents too. But two, I want you to understand the culture here in the upstate that has led to this area being the per capita number one, usually number one, number two, or number three highest auto fatality rate in the nation. It is a killing zone here. We typically have, according to the Greenville News, twice the national average deaths. So if we should have 10 deaths a year here from auto accidents, it's 20. I mean, it's insanity. Why do we have that? Well, because of this culture. Okay, I don't know if you remember this guy, Nicholas Adams. Okay, his Nicholas Adams' daughter, 17-year-old daughter, Jessica Adams, was drinking with a friend, Madison Bagwell. Turns out, SLED authorities believe, according to the Greenville News this weekend, that Nicholas Adams bought the alcohol consumed by his 17-year-old daughter, Jessica Adams, and her 19-year-old friend, Madison Bagwell. It didn't end well. They came back from the speedway. Madison, being, you know, drunk, ran off the road and the car flipped and Jessica Adams thrown from it. She's dead. Okay. Now, if your daughter died because you bought alcohol for her attractive underage friends, you would think that there would be some remorse. Yet when I played Nicholas Adams' comments about the loss of his daughter, many of you noted at the time, because this happened in the fall, many of you noticed at the time that he just didn't seem that bummed about it. It was weird.
People make bad decisions. Accidents happen. It's poor judgment. I don't hate her for it. I still love her. Punishment enough to me is her just living knowing that.
Okay, he said this within days of this girl that he bought alcohol for, underage. She wasn't legally able to have it. Drunk driving and killing his daughter, who also had alcohol and was in the car, okay? He doesn't sound to bust it up, does he? Well, where'd they get that alcohol? Here's what he said at the time.
I do not. All I can say is this. At the racetrack, I don't know you, but say I was drinking beer, I run out of beer, and you had some, I'd be, hey, man, let me get one of them beers. Okay, man, here you go. That's how it is.
Turns out that's not how it was. He's now being accused of causing the wreck that killed his daughter by buying alcohol. Okay, that's only where our story begins. Nicholas Adams, 39 years old, has been in Greenville County Jail since his arrest in October. So he's charged with two counts of being a party to a crime, felony DUI resulting in death, great bodily injury, blah, blah, blah. As you can tell, he's not that busted up. I'll get back to that in a minute. Well, a judge with some sense, and we should note that because there aren't many of them, want to thank Circuit Judge Alex Kinlaw. When Nicholas Adams' attorney proposed bond and Kinlaw said not just no, but oh, hell no. It's a good reason. He's been busted doing it again. Let's attempt to comprehend. Okay. So this is the history of Nicholas Adams. Last year, Megan Bagwell is pulled up. She's 19. She's drunk. Gets a Dewey. Sitting next to her in the car is the man who bought her the alcohol, they believe. Nicholas Adams, 39, 20 years her senior. She is his daughter's best friend. Daughter wasn't around that night, though, and they were both drunk, and he let Madison drive. I guess so she'd get the Dewey and not him. So that was the first count. Second count, he buys alcohol for them again, it is believed. And Madison and Adams' 17-year-old daughter, Jessica Adams, take off drunk. That didn't end well. Car flips. Daughter's dead. Since that incident, he has been caught. He has been in the Greenville County Jail since he was arrested October 2018, and that is because he was caught providing alcohol again. A separate investigation into Nicholas Adams after a 15-year-old boy was found at his residence with a blood alcohol level, are you ready for this? Of 0.22. Not 0.12. 0.22. He was pickled. Quite literally pickled. He had to be hospitalized. So losing his daughter, this has not had any real effect on him. It hadn't slowed him down one iota. This is chilling. And I want you to understand what's on the road with you. Because if you're thinking other drivers are like you, they're not. This is the culture here. Not among everybody, but in among enough people that we have a fatality rate twice the national average. Auto fatality rate twice the national average and the highest drunk driving auto fatality rate in the country. Depending on the year. It's usually number one, number two, number three. Okay. In the car with Bagwell and Nicholas Adams' now dead daughter was another kid, Chase Sexton. He was hospitalized with lasting injuries due to the drunk driving accident. Okay, his dad, Terry Sexton, says he recalls seeing Nicholas Adams after the wreck and him expressing no remorse and claiming to be mystified as to where the girls obtained the alcohol. Quote, I'm reading from the Greenville News. Not a long face, not a tear in his eye, Terry Sexton said. He sits down on the chair directly beside me. Keep in mind, this guy's just lost his daughter because he bought her cute friend some alcohol. Not a long face, not a tear in his eye, Terry Sexton says. He sits down on the chair directly beside me and asks me how I had done in a race at another track in North Carolina that night. Like, basically, there was no concern with what was going on. And that was hard for me. Folks, I want you to understand how little concern for human life some of the people driving on the road. I mean, his daughter's dead. Doesn't seem to faze him at all. He bought the alcohol that killed her. He didn't care. You can hear it in his voice. Do you think they'd care if they slammed into you after a night of drinking? They don't even know you. No big deal. Not a big deal. Social Services also has a pending case against Nicholas Adams since he was found to have a positive drug test 4 days after the wreck that killed his daughter. Please, Judge Kinlaw, please, for the love of God, keep this guy behind bars. It's your people going to die. He's out of control. Adams continues to communicate with underage girls. Oh, I bet he does. Including one who was found to have retrieved cell phones from the crash site and handed them over to Nicholas Adams, who then destroyed them. Oh, the old Hillary, take a hammer to it, bleach bit thing. Nice. He was supposed to be an adult in the situation. The DSS official said he is clearly a danger to the community. Yeah, no joke. Folks, these are the people on the road. They don't care. You have to look out for them because they will not look out for you. Oh, by the way, his family's trying to spring him out of jail. They say, don't worry, we'll keep an eye on him. You mean like y'all did last time? Well, only one person dead last time. What the heck? What's two more?
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, so we're just going to go ahead and burn down the borders. Lee, we don't need them anymore.
We don't need those stinking borders.
No, borders, that was like really, I don't know.
That's so 20th century.
Yeah, really. It's so 2012, you know, to have borders. And it was stunning to hear Joe Biden say this weekend and like nobody react to it. Here's the summary.
I respect no borders. And cannot be contained by any walls.
Yeah, he can't be contained already. I mean, they try to keep him on the teleprompter. And
exactly.
You know what I mean? I mean, I get that from his staff's perspective. But here's the larger clip in case I don't want anyone to think I took it out of context. This is what he's saying. And it's actually really scary if you really listen to it. Several people in the text line are like, OMG, what did he just say? Because he basically said, well, you know, the international community, we should all just like come together to rule the world. And we need a new paradigm and stuff. And yeah, no borders. Yay. Here's what he said.
Working cooperatively with other nations to share our values and goals doesn't make America, as it seems to imply in this administration, suckers. It makes us more secure, enables us to be more successful, extend our presence around the globe, magnify our impact while sharing the burden of leadership with our partners. No country, even one as powerful as ours, can go it alone in the challenges of the 21st century. They respect no borders and cannot be contained by any walls. As president, I will do more than just restore the historic partnerships. I'll lead an effort to reimagine them.
Goodbye, sovereignty.
Yeah. I mean, that is as radical a statement as anybody in Antifa would make.
Yeah.
You know, we're just going to, you know, I respect no borders. Oh, wow. That, you mean ours too?
So I guess if I just wanted to, you know, get in the family SUV and head on down to Belize and hang out for a couple of months, there'd be no problem. I don't need any passport. You know, I don't need any identification, any papers, any special permission. I'm sure I can pack my weapons. No problem.
Yeah. And you know what? If the facilities, Lee, are not up to your expectations, then you have a right to demand better treatment in terms of free food, free health care.
And oh, by the way, I'll fly the American flag while I'm down there.
No. Yeah, why not? In fact, if you see one of these Belize flags hanging around, just go ahead and rip that down. Yeah. Just go ahead and rip that down.
Well, I tell you, what passes for politics nowadays is unbelievable.
Yeah, and nobody just bats an eye. And it's like the media knows what to censor, right? I mean, they censored that. I mean, and here's the thing. The left and the media have been telling us Joe Biden is the moderate option. Okay, you respect no borders and you cannot be contained by walls. Okay, so that's the moderate version, apparently, of what your party believes. What's the radical version?
Yeah.
I just love to know.
Good question.
Texter writes, does Biden think he's one of the Avengers?
Apparently so.
Okay. Oh, by the way.
He's Grope Man.
He's Grope Man. Yes! And none of it sticks to him. He's Teflon, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. Okay, so the big news this weekend, you know, Beto had to come out and apologize for his slave-owning relatives, which apparently on his side and his wife's, too.
Well, then that must mean his campaign is over.
Why?
Oh, that's right. He's Democrat, so it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, no. And, okay, that came on the heels of all of a sudden, out of the clear blue, a reporter confronting Mitch McConnell about, you know, he had slave-owning ancestors.
Yeah, exactly. And I heard his response, and actually it was quite good.
Yeah, he said, well, so did Obama.
Right, exactly.
And Obama doesn't support reparations, so why should I?
Yeah.
Well, they were, of course, outraged by that, right, his flippancy and all that. But if Obama, it was fine when Obama did.
Right, exactly.
Well, so, okay. So, and I wonder, like, what is the timing? Why are they ambushing Mitch McConnell with this all of a sudden, right? And then I found out. So all weekend long, they're playing Beto owned slaves. And of course, he's, you know, on the television, hasn't shaved in 2 days. Looks like this is tearing him apart, you know, hangdog eyes, all that kind of stuff. He's discovered his family owned slaves. And this is the worst possible thing that could have happened to him, even though he didn't know any of them and is not at fault. He didn't care. He had to apologize, right? I thought it was really interesting. So Beto's family owned slaves and Mitch McConnell's family owned slaves, that dominated the news this weekend, okay? Horizontal Harris's father, who I am growing to love. He is extremely helpful. Every time she lies, he corrects her and says, no, didn't happen. Not in our family. She's just making that up. He came out and very helpfully volunteered that her family not only owns slaves, but an entire plantation of them. She has Irish ancestors. He is Jamaican and Irish, her father. And it was great. He even provided a long list, which checked out and everything, of all the slaves they owned. Several dozen. Did you see horizontal names aside Mitch McConnell and Beto this weekend as one of the slaveholders?
No.
No. As oddly, she hasn't had to apologize for it or anything. I just thought that was significant that that revelation came out. And so her father's trying to tell anybody who will listen that her family's a bunch of slaveholding racist. And no one would listen because nobody cares. Unless it's a white guy.
Yeah.
Who owned the slaves.
Right.
And then,
exactly. Then it's, you
right.
know.
Even though she's part white. But I guess that part doesn't count. I don't know. It's so confusing.
Yeah.
Texter writes, Creepy Joe's superpower. He can make you feel sexually assaulted even if he doesn't touch you.
That's, yeah. That's
it's
pretty appropriate, yeah.
Yeah. Texter writes, Tara, my gun faces a border every time I travel to another state. Yeah, see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the thing. And because you then you know because those laws apply to you. I mean, you got to be very careful if you have a gun.
And that's a great point.
Yeah.
And that's the, what is the term they use for it? And I forgot what it is. I'm on the tip of my tongue and I can't.
Reciprocity?
Yes, reciprocity. Yes. Reciprocity, yeah. And why does that count when we have a federal right to bear arms? Why is it that certain states can tell me, no, I can't? Or at least I can't take the gun that I own in my state and bring it into an adjoining state, an adjacent state. Where's the reciprocity? That's another concept of no borders.
Well, I mean, I guess according to the Joe Biden plan, he says he has no respect. He respects no borders. I suspect that would mean that you are, you know.
I should be able to tote that weapon anywhere.
Wherever you go, right? Because, I mean, there's not going to be any borders. Texter writes, here, respect no borders, like those between our states where you now have to have a real ID to fly from South Carolina mm-hmm. to New York.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, apparently. Well, unless you're, if you're an illegal immigrant, then you don't need to provide. Did you? By the way, you were out of town. I think you missed that. Where we learned that in New York, the illegal immigrants get the same real ID license as the citizens do.
Oh, great. Great.
Yeah. But the difference is, this is crazy. The illegal immigrants don't have to provide all the federally mandated documents. You're like, wait a minute. They're federally mandated documents.
Yeah.
To get a real ID. Uh-huh. By law?
Well, why should they? Because they wouldn't have any, Tara, and that just wouldn't be fair.
Well, so you know how they fix that? This will fascinate you. I couldn't believe this last week. I'll tell you about this because I knew you wouldn't know this because you weren't in the beach, and I thought it would kill you. They just wrote a law in New York that said to ignore the federal law, and that illegals only needed the documents they have, and so the New York clerk of court who has to issue driver's licenses is like, look, I am being forced to issue illegally real ID licenses to illegal immigrants without all the federal documents. My God, he was afraid. He was like, what if one of them does another 9/11? They're going to come for me.
So much for equal justice under law.
Well, but he's saying, but the problem is, if I don't give them the license, then I am a criminal under New York law. If I do give them the license, I'm a criminal under federal law. And he's suing because he doesn't want to have to break the law.
Yeah.
And he said the craziest part about this whole thing, this blew my mind, the craziest part about this whole thing was he said Americans come in, senior citizens, veterans, people like that. And he's like, it's very specific what IDs you have to have. And he said, I have to turn them away all the time. Illegal immigrants come in without those IDs and I hand them license. Illegally, mind you, but I hand them a license. I have to. And I mean, so you want to talk, absolute blatant dual justice.
Yeah.
Two sets of laws, one tougher set for citizens and a lesser set for people who are not citizens.
And that's the thing. The laws are tougher for those of us who we used to consider ourselves as citizens. Now we're just simply residents.
Yeah. And so people were asking, well, why doesn't New York just give a special driver's license to illegals? Like not the real ID, right?
Right.
But just a special class of license. We do that all the time to different people,
right.
People who are, young or whatever. And the reason is because they want them to have the same license to when they vote and register to vote as the citizens do. And so they have to give them the same class of license, which is the real ID. They don't want them to be able to be able to differentiate the illegals from the citizens by looking at their class of license.
Yeah, we'd hate it if only citizens could vote in this country.
Yeah, well, so, that's the point of the New York law. This is the first, moon landing by the Democrats, really, for illegal immigrant voting rights. Essentially, you got that license, you can vote in New York State. So, this is the beginning of voter rights for illegal immigrants. And a lot of the country missed that last week, but that's the Democrats did that. It was pretty sneaky.
Selling a little... or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You been to Chick-fil-A lately? I go about twice a week. I don't mean to end up there. But I usually do the lunch for the kids, and sometimes they just get really busy. They're home for the summer, so I try to bring something home for them. I gotta love Chick-fil-A. Super polite. Like, almost to the point of, I go through there and I feel like I failed as a parent. Because, like, my kids are not, I mean, I've got great kids, but my kids are, like, not like that. I'm like, how do you turn out a child like that? They're just amazing. Blown away by them in the drive-through line. So no surprise here. It's just headlines from the last 2 weeks, okay? Headline. Chick-fil-A manager changes tire in parking lot for shaking, almost in tears, 96-year-old World War II vet. And apparently he drives in twice a week for Chick-fil-A. And last week he was driving on three tires. I was very upset about his flat tire. I mean, he had four, but one of them wasn't working too well and just barely made it there. And the tire went. Well, the manager, this is in Maryland, while the distraught senior citizen waltzed into the restaurant shaking almost in tears, left the operation for about an hour and managed to change his tire. He was shaking almost in tears because he barely made it to the store on three tires because one was bad, another manager, Rudy Somoza, said to CNN. And as soon as he finished his sentence, Daryl informed me, that's the manager, he needed to help this gentleman right now, so Daryl jumped into action without hesitation. It took 15 minutes to change the tire. He was out there for about an hour. They got it all worked out. His action of kindness was beautiful. Daryl has always been so helpful to anyone in need, deserves this recognition. Okay, that was last week. The week before that, have you seen the video of this? This teenage kid in Texas. This woman is pulling it through the drive-thru. And her son is so wrapped up in the seatbelt that he's choking to death. And she can't get it off. You got to see this video. It's great. The kid, who's just like working drive-through, goes barreling through the window, jumps into her car, happens to have a pocket knife on him, right? Because, you know, we all carry one of those. Probably should, as crazy as the world is today. Has a pocket knife on. And, you know, as the mom's screaming and crying, he's cutting the kid out. That was choking, was strangling. That child's fine. Just another day at Chick-fil-A. I'm just always amazed at the quality of the young people in there. It's just a cool story. By the way, did you see this poll? Majority of McDonald's franchise owners say they wish they owned a Chick-fil-A instead. How's that boycott working out? Not so good, it looks like. You see, you know, it's seriously. You just no. The texter writes this. Where'd it go? Oh, every time I go there, I want to adopt every kid in the place. That's how I feel. The cars are wrapped around the building every time I go. A block over the Burger King lot is empty. It's not Chick-fil-A food that is superior. Actually, I think it is. I like their food. It's the service. I wish they sold burgers, but I will eat a chicken sandwich that was made by people who take pride in their work. Yeah, amen to that. Nothing like taking pride in your work. All right. Texter writes, can't believe CNN didn't check to make sure the Chick-fil-A employee wasn't a Trump supporter first. Yeah, another texter writes, did you see the Chick-fil-A employee? Yeah, I was talking about that. That went headfirst out the drive-thru window and saved a child choking. Yeah, that was awesome. Texter writes, if Chick-fil-A could be elected president, what would the world be like? It would be on fire. They would literally be burning things down. But that's not too different from what they're doing today. Texter writes, Genghis Khan killed and conquered more people and land than anyone on Earth, yet no one cares or is calling for reparations or making movies to show the world how terrible, racist, and just plain bad he was. It is because the what? I don't get the end of that. I don't know. I don't think he's that. I don't think he's a popular person. We condemn him universally, right? Texter writes, if there are, talking about Joe Biden saying he recognizes no borders. If there are no borders, then why is one of our Marines jailed for crossing into Mexico with a shotgun on accident? I don't know. They ought to present to the jury, though, that video of Biden explaining, because maybe if people just understood there were no borders, then they wouldn't enforce them. I don't know. Think about it. We'll take it up again tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.